But because I have spoken these things to you, sorrow hath filled your heart. If I go not, the Paraclete will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Words, my friends in Christ, taken from today's gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is the season of First Communion testing. Customarily here at St. Gertrude's, I'm the priest who ends up doing the testing of the children. And generally, they end up rather well prepared. Sometimes, however, as you know, if you're dealing with children, they tend to say some rather surprising things. Last year, Bishop Dolan was doing testing for a little guy, and he had the young man come into his office, and the young man sat down in the chair. Bishop was just about to ask him the question, and the little guy looked around the room and said, "Boy, your office is messy." If you deal with kids, you never know what to expect. I remember an incident from grade school. There was a boy in my class named Michael, and he was a little bit slower. He had a very cheerful temperament, though. He would answer questions from sister that would unintentionally make the rest of us laugh. And I bet that he gave sister a lot of good stories to tell to the rest of the sisters at recreation at night. One day, probably around this time of year, because this was the time for confirmation and First Holy Communion, she was asking questions about the Holy Ghost. And so she asked little Michael, "Well, what happens when the Holy Ghost comes into our hearts?" So Michael raised his hand and answered, "Well, we feel very happy." So sister then asked the next question, "Well, why do we feel happy?" And Michael looked back at her and said, "Well, he's a parakeet, and he sings to us all day." That's not really a bad insight when it comes to happiness and the effects of the Holy Ghost on our souls. The apostles, we see in today's gospel, were accustomed to the presence of Christ, and they rejoiced in it. They were happy because of it, and they were sad when our Lord announced his departure. We see that in the Holy Gospel today as well. So our Lord promises to them the Spirit, his Spirit, the Holy Ghost, who will be the Paraclete, which is the Greek word for the Consoler. The Holy Ghost is the true Consoler in our dark hours. He was for the apostles, and he should be for us as well. It's part of the human condition to suffer sadness. Where we get into trouble is how we react to it, when it actually becomes a vice and we lose the proper Christian fortitude that we ought to have in the face of the setbacks in this life. Sadness can have all sorts of bad effects. Depression, despair, worry, we turn things over in our minds constantly. This will produce a loss of energy. We don't feel like doing anything. We take really no satisfaction in anything. We end up wrapped up in sadness instead of other things. So we lose this energy. It clouds our thinking. We can't make decisions correctly. And if it goes on long enough, it can have a harmful physical effect on us. Faced with this, it is natural for us to look for consolations or for a consoler. There's the bad solution to this and the good solution. The bad solution is that of the world. The false consolations of material and sensible goods. This is a mistake because these things pass. pass. These things pass, and so does the consolation that comes with them. Not so much a consolation, but actually a distraction from reality. So those who are of the world turn to drugs or drink or impurity, the sinful things, as a way of consolation, false consolation and distraction, or they become preoccupied with false goals like achieving wealth and money or fame in this world. Or at a lower level, people become completely absorbed in hobbies or distractions, recreation, sports. All these things are fine in moderation for recreation, but they don't really give us the true long-lasting consolation that we need. Still less does what we can now speak of as virtual reality, the virtual non-world of the internet, computer world. That offers a false sort of consolation as well. It is said, that people who spend an excessive amount of time trying to look constantly for consolations on the internet end up just simply becoming more depressed in the long run. And there are so many things we can do with the computers to distract ourselves, right, the games and so on. In this regard, I always think of a line in the Divine Office from one of the fathers of the church. I forget exactly who said it. It sounds very nice in Latin. Fascinatio nugacitatis obscurat bonum. That a fascination with trifles or with unimportant things obscures the good things. And certainly that can be the case in the virtual world. So the world's solutions, we have to remember, all passes. They all pass and, in fact, can become a new source of sadness for us because of the emptiness of it, because we're running away. That's the world solution. The Christian solution is this: the lasting consolation of spiritual goods. St. Thomas says that the real remedy for sadness is twofold: friendship and truth. First, as regards friendship, a true friend who really loves us for the right reasons. And this can be a spouse, children, relatives, a friend in general. To know that one is loved with a sincere and selfless affection is an effective relief for suffering. He understood that. Understood the value of a true friendship, not the devalued sort of friendship that we sometimes have in computer world where we friend different people. So true friendship, and secondly, the contemplation of truth, which he says is the highest operation of a rational creature. Please, don't be scared off by the highfalutin language. It simply means this: that you're supposed to have a spiritual reality check. That's what he means by the contemplation of truth. This is supposed to give you an authentic consolation and eventually joy. Thus, St. Thomas's solution. There are two things to contemplate when you're sad. First of all, think of this: that perfect consolation is only to be found in the next life, where God will wipe away every tear. This is a lesson that's taught to us in the collect of today's Mass. We ask God to teach us to desire what thou dost promise, desire what thou dost promise, that amid the changes of the world, it's a profound profound sentiment there, the changes of the world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are to be found. When the things of this world pass, and when we're faced with sadness, we have to fix our eyes on heaven. So that's one thing to think about. The second thing is the best consolation that we have here is the Holy Ghost, because he is love and he is truth. He fulfills perfectly St. Thomas Aquinas's two-point program against sadness here. First of all, he is love, he is our true friend, and he teaches us to put everything here in its proper perspective. And this should turn us from sadness and pain to joy. So he is a true friend, and he is also the Spirit of Truth. He teaches us to understand the things that last. So then, that is our two-point program of consolation in this life, our two-point program against sadness: friendship and truth. Friendships take work. And if we ignore our friends, we will become alienated from them. We consider that with human friends. We have to think of that with regard to our divine friend as well, the Holy Ghost, and seek to achieve a familiarity with him. Secondly, the second part of the two-point program is the conformity of the mind to reality. That's what truth is. So you have to give yourself a reality check on the spiritual realities when you need consolation, when you're tempted to sadness. So if you put these two things into practice against sadness, if you put the program of St. Thomas, the program of the Holy Ghost into practice, the Holy Ghost, the consoler, the paraclete, after all, then, he will turn out to sing to us his loving melody all the days of our lives. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.